He burst onto the scene with a stunning 13-second knockout of Chad Reiner at UFC Fight Night 10, and in just a couple of months, he will be battling Tough 6 finalist Tommy Spear in a bout that is sure to provide a lot of standing and banging. Of course, I am talking about Anthony Johnson. Anthony, how's everything going today?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Great to be talking with you. One of the fighters in the UFC that really brings a lot of fireworks to his bout. First off, let's talk about your upcoming bout, Tommy Spear. We just spoke to him a couple of days ago at Jerry Park about it. A stander and banger, a guy a lot of people didn't know a lot about before the Ultimate Fighter finale and the show in general. What are your thoughts on the upcoming bout against Tommy?
I think it's a great fight for both of us. He's a big, strong guy, and he's a mini Matt Hughes, basically. And I'm a striker, and I love to get down and bang just like him. So, we'll see who's the better man that night.
When we spoke to Tommy, he mentioned that he's going to try to take this fight to the ground. Obviously, he knows, about your striking prowess. Are you prepared for that? Are you thinking that, he will, in fact, try to take this to the ground and work in some submissions and whatnot, as opposed to try to stand with you?
Well, as far as him taking me down to the ground, I mean, it's a fight. Anything is possible, but he's going to really have to work to get that takedown. Last time I had my fight in UFC 76, I fought Rich Clemente, and I stopped his takedowns, but, I lost so much weight in 1 week because I got the phone call in a week to take the fight, and I tried to lose 30 pounds in a week, and I was so weak I couldn't stop his takedowns that much, And but now, I got enough time notice to prepare and get my weight down like I need to, and hey, it's going to be a different story when it comes down to takedowns. I wrestled in college, won a national title in junior college, and, I'm prepared when it comes down to wrestle. He won a wrestling match. We can do that, So it's up to him. If he think he man enough to take me down, let him try. If he think he man enough to stand up with him, let him try that too. But, either way, something's going to happen that he's not going to like. He's going to get frustrated, and he can't handle the pressure once I start putting it on.
Did you watch The Ultimate Fighter 6, and more particularly, did you watch any of Tommy Spear's fights on the show?
I watched maybe like two. All I remember really is the finale. And, there's not much really to say. It ended quick. Matt, the guy he lost to, was a good guy, So, but just because you lost that fast doesn't mean you're not a good fighter.
No,
you know what I mean? Like I said, it's fighting. Anything can happen.
Absolutely not. I mean, Mac had definitely a lot more fights under his belt going into that bout. The size difference was definitely in Tommy's favor. Unfortunately, he couldn't do much with Mac due to his experience. Was there anything that you saw in that particular bout that you would like to sort of implement in your training and going into the fight?
Well, as far as me preparing this stuff, I train like I train hard, just like I'm training for every fight. I work on everything. I don't just focus on one thing. I just don't focus on my striking. I don't just focus on my wrestling or my Muay Thai. I focus on all of it because I don't want one to be better than the other. I want to be a well-rounded fighter, equal in everything. I want to be good in boxing. I want to be good at takedown, jiu-jitsu, wrestling, everything. So I don't just focus on one thing. So I'm trying my best to be prepared for everything he has, whoever it is. Tommy Spears is special, I know one thing, I have to stay away from him. I know, like you said, he's going to try and wrestle with me and take me down to the ground. I'm 6'2", and I have long arms, so I'm going to try and use my reach as an advantage, And I got good boxing. I got good, I'm pretty accurate when I box, too. So if I want to hit you in the eye, I'm going to hit you in the eye.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was done.
Oh, you were done. All right. Tommy fought in the WC before going into The Ultimate Fighter. That said, what do you make of the guys who, get into the UFC through the reality show? Do you feel, there's sometimes some guys who feel as though it's not exactly, for lack of a better term, the fairest route to take when other guys have to sort of, bust their balls to get there. Do you subscribe to that notion?
As far as the guys that went through the show to get into the UFC, hey, you got to get it how you can get it. I don't put those, downgrade those guys or anything. I actually went out for the show too. I went out for the show, and they said, you know, they obviously I didn't make it, you know. So as far as that show, I think those guys have just as good of a chance as anybody else, you know. They you want a bigger fan base, you got to do something like that. You got to go to the next level. And that TV show is helping a lot of guys get bigger fan bases, helping UFC out. I think it's a great idea. I think that those guys on that show are great.
What year did you try out for?
I just tried out for the show Tommy was on, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went out for that show. I don't remember seeing anybody because, you know, they have you locked up and basically in prison. But some of the guys that I did see and meet, some of them were on the show. So, like I said, all those guys are great. You know, you can't judge anybody just because of who the UFC picks. They don't pick chumps. You know what I mean? They pick people who can bang. You know, they can bang with the best. So I give a hand clap to them guys on the show.
What did they tell you as far as, you know, why you didn't actually make it? What was their reasoning behind it?
I think it was just, you know, my size. Because I'm for 170. Just when I'm not fighting, you know, I get pretty big. I get up to like 200, 203. And I think, you know, they just didn't want to get on the show and have another Gabe Rudiger.
Right.
On the show, you know, so I agree with them. You know, they said that, hey, basically, you know, I'm just, they don't think I can make that weight. And they were probably right, you know, being in a house for what, 6 weeks, I think, at a time, you know, trying to keep your weight down that low. And for me, I have a lot of muscle on my body. I don't have much fat, so it would have been hard to keep my weight down that low for 6 weeks straight. So I think it was a good decision they made. They made the best decision for them and for me.
I'm trying to get the time in order. Was the tryout before or after your debut in the UFC in June of 2007?
Before.
Okay.
They called me on a Wednesday and said that I didn't make the show, and then that following Monday, my agent, Cam Pavia, he called me back that following Monday, that next Monday, and said, hey, are you ready? I'm like, you know, I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, hey, I got you a fight at 170 for UFC. And he asked me, would I take it? And I'm like, you know, yeah, why would I not take it? You know what I mean? Everybody want to be in UFC. So I jumped on it. When they called me, I was actually 178, you know, because I had been dieting 2 or 3 months in advance anyway, just in case I did make the show. And between that Monday and that Wednesday that they called me, that following Monday, I had went from 178 to 192, and then he called me and he said, I got you a fight, and it was a week notice. So I had to drop from 192 all the way down to 170 in a week, basically, and I did that. So,
and then before your fight, as you mentioned, against Rich Clemente, you also had to make an extreme amount of you know, a huge weight cut, you know, to make that bout because you were a late replacement. When you look back, we'll get to the Chad Reiner fight in a second, but when you look at the Clemente fight and how you debuted in such an impressive fashion with the 13-second knockout, is there some sort of regret in the back of your mind now that, you know, if you weren't such a team player and you didn't accept the fight on short notice, you know, you would have had enough time to train and to go about things doing it the right way, that it kind of ruined a little bit of your debut and now your second fight and losing to a guy like Clemente?
I wouldn't say it, you know, ruined my debut. It, you know, I'm a young fighter, you know, and I took that fight because I'm always game to fight whenever they want me to. Even I knew what I was getting myself into when I accepted that fight with Rich Clemente, you know. But I'm one of those guys who won't say no, who's down to just push himself to the limits, you know, to do what he got to do to be the best. And if they want me to fight Rich Clemente, you know, they wanted me to fight Rich, and I said, yeah, you know what I mean? I knew what I was getting myself into. I didn't underestimate Rich or anything, you know? So I don't think it ruined anything. I still went out there and put on a good show. I dropped him in the first and the second round. But like I said, I lost so much weight that I didn't have the energy to really keep on going. That's why in the first round when I dropped him, I just tried to finish him right off the bat. And I didn't have enough energy and power to do that, you know. So, I mean, Rich is a good fighter. I don't take anything away from him. I mean, he beat me fair and square, you know, man up.
Yeah, a lot of people actually, in scoring the bout, actually gave you round one, which which, you know, obviously showed how well you were doing despite the fact that you had to cut all that weight and then unfortunately got caught in the rear naked choke. That said, when they do call you up and tell you, okay, you have, you know, 7 days, can you help us out? Can you fill in? Do they sweeten the pot a little bit for a fighter, or is it, you know, would you make the same, you know, like this fight with Tommy?
Actually, I don't know. Different fighters, it's a different story when it comes down to that part, you know.
Well, how about for you? Did they
So,
give you some sort of incentive, you know, to take it? And this being your second time that you were, you know, coming in on such short notice, did they make it worth your while, or it's just, you know, you have to take whatever fight you can get?
it's always worth my while, you know. To me, it's not always about the money. The money is good, but I'm just a competitor, so I want to just fight and win. I want a championship belt just like everybody else does, you know. So I'm on, like everybody has a contract, so you just have to stick to the contract. Whatever you get is what you get. You know, every different fight is a different, you know, range of money. So
How many fights do you have on your current contract now?
four.
So this will be this is the third of the four.
No, actually they renewed my contract, so
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
when you went into the bout with Chad Reiner, was it on a one fight deal?
No, three. It was a three-fight deal.
Okay, and then in the middle of it all, then they renewed you.
Yeah.
Got it. And all right, so let's talk about the Reiner fight, because to me, one of the greatest knockouts, at least of 2007. I mean, 13 seconds in, it's not often that you see something like that. Was that your game plan? Obviously, you're looking to, you know, blow guy's head off anytime you step into the octagon, but you had to have been surprised for the bout to end, you know, that quickly, especially for a guy who, you know, it wasn't his first time in the octagon. Here's a guy who's had, you know, 15 plus fights under his belt, so, you know, not exactly something you must have had in mind.
Actually, I didn't. I didn't know anything about Chad Reiner. And obviously, he didn't know anything about me. When I hit him, it surprised me. You know, I hit him right on the button with my left, and I didn't even know I hit him. I looked up, but I think he caught me with a left hand itself right upside the head, and it made me staggered me a little bit, you know. And then I just like natural reaction, I just countered and punched him with my left, and mine actually connected on the button right on the chin, and he wobbled, and you know, the rest is history.
It's
He
surprisingly.
actually surprised me when he hit me, because I'm one of those guys. I don't mind getting hit, but I know I'm fast enough not to get hit and stay out of the, you know, range of people. But you know, he rushed me, and that was a mistake on him. You know, next time, if he ever fights me again, he needs to be patient and calculate his game plan.
Surprisingly enough, that wasn't actually the quickest time that he was ever dropped in a fight. He actually lost a 7 second bout to Dustin Haslett. So, you know, something to shoot for the next time you guys fight. That said, though, I didn't see you know, the reports out of that bout, but I'm guessing you won knockout of the night.
Yeah, actually, I did. Me and Drew McFedries.
Right.
You know, Drew actually won it, and then basically, you know, I got runner up or whatever you call it, because they said I had it because it was on such short notice, and I did so well for my first fight, you know, and you know, of course, the short notice, so they hooked me up pretty good. You know, I love the UFC. They take care of me.
Now, at UFC 75, there were some rumors that you were gonna fight and then were scratched due to a shoulder injury. How is your shoulder feeling now? I mean, assuming you obviously fought since then, but any lingering effects?
Nope, not at all. I went to a Skull Clinic in San Jose, and they worked on my shoulder, and it's been great ever since.
And from what I understand, you know, through talking to Ken Pavia and his agency, you were helping out Kendall Grove prepare for his upcoming bout at UFC 80, correct?
Yep.
And how'd that go? I mean, obviously Kendall needs to get this win after the loss to Patrick Cote. How did the training go with Kendall?
That was one of the best camps I've ever been to, actually. Kendall worked hard. Everybody that he had up there were positive. You know, it was all about Kendall, but we also helped each other out to get better as the every day went on, you know, with the camp. Kendall is he's a beast. He's an animal. He pushes himself to be the best. You know, he's not cocky. arrogant, anything like that. He's just a humble guy who trains hard, and he just wants to win. And that camp, he couldn't go wrong with that camp. It was a great camp. He had guys to help him with his ground, had guys to help him with wrestling, had guys to help him with his stand-up, Muay Thai. So Kendall had a guy for everything, you know what I mean? So he had, you can never have too much help. He had enough help, though, you know what I mean? So Kendall, I wish Kendall the best on his fight. I know he'll do great. You know, he's in shape. I seen the guy go 10 rounds sparring like it was nothing, you know, straight Valley Tudo. And Kendall looked great. He was on point. He controlled his breathing. His punches were crisp. I mean, he's focused right now. You know what I mean? I really think and believe that he'll do very good in this fight against Jorge Rivera.
Yeah, you just mentioned he will be battling Rivera at UFC 80. Was Tito Ortiz at the camp as well?
Yeah, Tito came up too.
Well,
Tito gave Kendall some great pointers, you know. Tito's a great coach by far. He's one of the best coaches you can have in your corner. He helped Kendall out, you know, on little things that we didn't see, you know what I mean? As far as young fighters, we didn't see. Tito has 10 years experience, you know? So the things we didn't catch on to, Tito caught on to the first day. And he helped Kendall out, and Kendall was working on what Tito had him work to do, you know, his little mistakes that he made, you know, so he can make sure he win this fight.
did Tito
So,
drop any knowledge as to when he'll be fighting next?
no, actually he didn't. He came up there, and it was all about Kendall, wasn't about anybody else. No, nothing was based on anybody in that house except for Kendall. So
Right.
we put all our focus in the Kendall Grove, you know, just to make sure he got his fight. It was his camp, so and it's his time to train, and everything should have been on just him. So we kept everything based on Kendall. You know, Kendall, all he did was had to get up and train. That's all he had to do. Anything else, Kendall didn't do anything. He just trained, stayed focused.
All right, Anthony, you got the big bout coming up, Ultimate Fight Night 13. I'm assuming everything is signed, sealed, and delivered. The bout is official, although it hasn't been officially announced by the UFC.
Yes.
All right, so something definitely to look out for. That's Ultimate Fight Night 13. It's going to be on April 2nd, Denver, Colorado. Tommy Spear, who, as everyone knows, made it to the finals of The Ultimate Fighter against Anthony Johnson, looking to get back on the winning side of things after a tough loss to Rich Clemente. And we very much appreciate you taking the time joining us here at the park. And best of luck in that fight against Tommy
Thank you.
Spear on April 2nd.
Thank you.